In 1978, the European Court of Human Rights confronted a similar technique employed by Britain in the early 1970s against Irish detainees. The so-called five techniques scientifically developed interrogation practices: wall standing, hooding, sleep deprivation, and withholding of food and drinks. It labeled it inhumane and degrading. Over and over, the leaders of the U.S. swear that they do not tolerate any torture or inhumane and degrading treatment in any U.S.-controlled prisons. Yet, right in the state of Pennsylvania, prisoners at the state correctional institution at SCI Green are daily being subjected to just that. You may recall that SCI Green is where Abu Ghraib tortured Charles Grainer, worked in civilian life, and where Mumia Abdul-Jabbar is being held. Well, SCI Green, which should be called State Concentration and Internment Ground, since no correction in a positive way takes place there, has a prison within a prison called the Restricted Housing Unit, RHU Control Unit for short, a veritable hell on earth. It is where most of the five techniques are practiced, along with other no-touch torture and some physical brutality for good measure. There's close to 500 men, and most of them are subjected to sleep deprivation because their cell lights stay on 24 hours a day. Also, there's the withholding of food, showers, and cell water at whim of the guards. The withholding of food and water is very hard on the prisoners, yet other no-touch torture techniques are even harder to deal with. They revolve around keeping prisoners on 23-hour lockdown, hundreds of miles from their family, for years and decades.